fast form for today's Thursday meetings will be coming up very soon. But before that, let's get the good oil from Lindsay Smith, whose team is flying at the moment. And got a very smart filly, Queen Air, who is back in action in the St. Ledger trial on Saturday morning. Lindsay, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
She's been good, only lightly raced, but it looks like she's just going from strength to strength.
Yeah, she obviously improved from her first prep, and she'll improve after this one. So she'll be managed. We'll just take Saturday on and then see how she comes out of that, because she's still a little bit fiery. So, she's got a long career, and obviously she'll go to stud. She's owned by Swetnam, so, yeah, we'll protect her that way, but just in itself, she just needs a little bit more maturing.
So with 60 kilos on Saturday, biggish field, what's your expectation? The market says she's the one to definitely beat, and she's into odds on now. What's your feeling?
I don't know a lot about the other horses, but the Ma horses had one start and one win, and a lot of the other horses haven't really raced much, so they could improve quite a lot. So, over that distance. So it's a bit tricky, I think, to be taken too short of odds, but she hasn't gone backwards from the other day, and it was a pretty good win the other day. Mm. She was, the good part about it, she came back underneath Dean when I thought she was, because we pinged her out of the gates to get a good spot behind Gay Waterhouse's horse, but that didn't happen. So she just got a bit revy there for a few strides, but come back. So Jared's back on her tomorrow. Dean went up to Sydney, so he has one on her. So hopefully she'll be in the first three, I would imagine.
I was going to say, what's the best way to ride her? You want her up on the speed?
I'll just go with the flow. I think she can't quicken. A couple of times when they've gone a bit slow and they quicken from the 600, she gets a bit flat foot and then gets a bit dour. So I think if no one's doing any speed or whatever, she can take over. I think you just go with the flow with her. It's more about her than the others. Just pretend you're on your own.
Race number two, you've got a couple of promising gallopers, especially Captain Britain, who's internationally bred and won its last two at Warrnambool impressively. I know it's a step up in class on Saturday, but what's your expectations and what type of horse do you think Captain Britain is?
Yeah, I think he's a miler. He's also nominated for next Friday at Geelong in that Class 3 up-and-coming stakes. It's $150,000, 1700. So he could turn up at the trials Monday at Hamilton and then go to that. But I'll discuss it with Brad and his connections tomorrow. He doesn't mind cutting the ground. He runs second at Geelong on a wet track one day. But he's a nice horse who will finish up in town on Saturdays.
Estrada, is it a throw at the stumps after a good win last start, drawn a bit awkwardly as well?
Yeah, I don't think he'll go. Yep. I think he'll wait till maybe next Saturday at Sandown or there's a race at Tarangi can go in. But he's just a good bread and butter horse, and yeah, I'll just wait till the day he can win. I don't like wasting too many runs with him. He fields the runs a little bit, so when you go, you've got to be a good chance of winning.
You got Sacred Palace going well, drawn a good gate on Saturday as well.
Yeah, he likes Bendigo. He likes cutting the ground. He likes the distance. I would have thought he was a good chance on Saturday. He's been set for this race since his last start, so everything seems to be falling his way. A little bit of rain, distance fresh. Yeah, he's got a few ticks, so I think he'll perform well.
All right, that's race number nine. He's currently a $10 chance, so he's good value, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, and he's always thereabouts, so he doesn't generally miss a hole too many times. And as I said, one day he raced at Bendigo, and it was a super good win coming from back in the field. So as long as a bit of give in the ground, he'll perform very well.
What about Black Max taking it over to Adelaide?
Yeah, he's looking for a bit of a drop in grade, so we nominate for Adelaide. He doesn't go real good on a soft track, so we're hoping for a drier track there. But yeah, down a little bit of grade, and he's a good chance in that race.
All right. Well, it sounds like Queen Air, fingers crossed, she gets the right run, one to beat, but the value is Sacred Palace in the last.
Yeah, I'd say Sacred Palace is a good each-way bet. He's always gives his best, and as I said, he was set for this race from his last start 6 weeks ago. So if I've done my job right, he'll turn up at his best.
Good on you, Lins. Good luck.
Have a good day.